Hey, if you're listening to this, I will assume you're at least interested in money, understanding the economy, and finances as well. And some of us now want to get the next generation interested as well. So check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. Tune into Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Get 1 month free and an extra $10 when you sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million.
So whatever happened today, it's basically almost
That's
over.
Right. Still matter.
It's about to be wiped away by beer.
As Gunnery Sergeant Holtry United States Marine Corps used to say, I don't mind, so it don't matter.
Nice. Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make today make sense with drill sergeant slogans.
That's right. That's
and other
right.
Things.
Never drill sergeant. Drill instructor. Marine Corps trained. Oh, drill instructor. All right. Anyway.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would get you like 20 hopping pops in a heartbeat. Anyway, I'm Kyle Rizdahl. It's Happy Hour Friday, also known on this day after Veterans Day as Economics on Tap. Live stream's up and running. The Discord's up and running. Thank you for joining wherever you find us. Whether on the pod or the Discord or the YouTube live stream, we are so glad you're here, truly, because that's why we do this. Well, a little bit for us.
It's very
also
true. What is a hop and pop? Is that like what they used to call a burpee?
A burpee,
or what
yeah.
they now call a burpee? Yeah. Is it close to a burpee?
Yeah.
Hop and pop?
Yes, it is a burpee, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, see? Yeah. We're learning already together. This is the day when we play the game half full, half empty. I'm always half empty on burpees. Those are brutal, terrible. But if I started calling them hop and pops, I might like them better. First, we do the news. Before that, we discuss drinks of various types. And then, yes, by the way, everybody's already noticing the merch.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on the live stream.
I have to make my screen bigger so all y'all can see it. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Look at that!
I got a shirt.
It's so banana.
As Bridget
colored.
Pointed out, it's the color of banana pudding with Nilla wafers.
So, I mean, it totally is. Yeah. It totally is. I just got the plain one. I mean, I got one that just has a picture of bananas, but I felt like I had to wear the one that actually says banana pants on it.
Totally, totally.
And I had to roll up my sleeves like the 80s.
Oh, good grief. The other thing that was in that magical box that I got that I didn't realize I'd gotten, and Bridget, I apologize for that, is a super comfy sweatshirt. And I'm not dipping
out the merch.
The
sweatshirt is the
best. It's a super comfy sweatshirt. Let me just tell you.
It is. I'm so sad that today's such a hot day because I really wanted to wear the sweatshirt. Yeah. You should know I cut a little notch right in the front because I don't like a tight crew neck.
Why?
And now it just looks so cool
and
stylish.
I do like
so
a tight crew neck.
Really? Of course you do. Of course you do. I got to break the rules and cut a little notch in my sweatshirt. Kai's like, I like it high and tight.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're not just showing off today. Unlike the banana pants, which were, in fact, a limited time offer, I believe, for our premium donors. The banana shirts, some of them say bananas, some say banana pants. There's a really nice Heather Gray one that just has a bunch of bananas as a little sketch. Very stylish and abstract. All of that is available at, what is it, marketplace.org/shop?
Yep.
How all great kinds is of that? Stuff there. You can get your own.
Can highly
and in case you're wondering, yes, tequila. This is good merch.
And as we know, it's great merch. And I have not been a fan of Marketplace merch of the past. Other than the pants and the Kai PA glass, I'm not a big Marketplace merch guy. But this batch is aces. 10-10, baby. 10 out of 10.
It is. It's really tops. Even the Marketplace ones with, like, the Marketplace logo still have, like, a cool pair of headphones on them. Like, they look kind of radio subtle. In fact, there's a bright purple one that my son immediately yoinked. Just took it.
Really?
It's like, I love it. Yeah, it's got, like, a little teeny subtle Marketplace, like the mountains or whatever they are. The M, I guess. Is that an M?
Must be
an M.
It's supposed to be an M, but
that
we've had that
logo
conversation.
Now.
I hate that logo. I hate
that
letter.
True. God, I don't mean to open up that can of worms.
Yeah, please. We don't need old wounds. Old wounds.
And they're really soft, and they're from Ray Gun, which is sweatshop free t-shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing happened, I think, because of an interaction on Twitter between either you and me or me and somebody else, or Ray Gun saw it and said, hey, we can do shirts. Anyway, it was cool.
Oh, was really? Cool. That's so cool.
Yeah. It was Twitter inspired.
The Discord is all up on this. They have a picture of the shirt that says, Be Like Kai. The Nilla wafer shirt. Be Like Kai.
Don't be like me.
So great.
Okay, enough slagging of the merch here.
Enough what do
you
fun.
Is today a pickup day Let's or are you drinking?
Nope. Tequila day.
Wait, are you
day.
Drinking or no? Tequila yeah. day. There we go.
Tequila. Right,
I'm being boring. I'm doing exactly the same beer I did last week because I have one more in my fridge. So there you go. Beer.
Bring your drinks. Like drinks. Tequila. Bridget, drinks. Can we send Kai some bourbon for next
why
week?
Why Mollywood? I have some bourbon. Why Mollywood? Remind people, please.
Next week will be my last happy hour, my last Economics on Tap with the Riz yeah. and all of you wonderful fans. December 1st, in case you had not heard the news, is my last day at Marketplace. We're just working up to all the crying.
Yeah, we'll save the tears.
That's going to
we'll
occur.
Save the tears.
Yeah, we'll save the tears. Okay. So we'll have like a little bonus. We'll have a little bonus extra post-show time on the YouTube, on the live stream.
Oh, yeah, we will, for sure. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. But today is tequila because the news, frankly, warrants tequila, as is so often the case. I see that we are both on the frickin' bummer climate train today.
We are. So look, and I'm going to come off as naive here. And if so, so be it. But this falls squarely in the what the bleep is the matter with people category. Was listening to Morning Edition this morning, as I always do, and I heard a story from Shannon Bond about climate misinformation. And all I could think of was, what the hell is the matter with these people? Why? Right? I mean, you can understand political misinformation and disinformation because you want to get power, you want to get the other guys out, whatever, and it makes some logical, rational sense. To my mind, and granted, as we've established on this program, I'm a straight and narrow thinker. This just doesn't make any sense. It's like stupid.
Yeah.
You know? So there was a piece on Morning Edition this morning, and then there's an opinion piece in the New York Times today from Greg Bensinger. Social media is polluted with climate denialism. And I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, it's effectively a plank now. Of the GOP. Yeah. Like there was literally new polling out today
yes.
that said that while something like 67% of Americans, you know, think that climate change is real and a really big deal and we need to deal with it immediately, that comprises 95% of Democrats and 39% of Republicans. Like it really has become like an entrenched, like it's a roll call. It's become an identity thing, which is, as we know, literal death. In the case of climate change, and actually, I have a story that goes along with this about misinformation today. In the case of COVID, it's almost like this sort of twin thing. Like I'm just not doing the be safe public health thing. There was a story out today, and then we can come back to climate. About how there's good news in some ways on the anti-vaccine beat, which is that mandates that I'm quoting from Ben Collins at NBC News, who covers misinformation so well, pointing out that. Mandates are definitely working. Like anti-vaxxers who don't want to get fired are getting the shot. So that's great. Except that then they're running home.
This is the crazy
part. And going on the internet and trying to figure out how to undo it. How to detox.
And they're ordering venom remover, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as if the detox, like as if the ivermectin thing weren't bad enough. By the way, I was talking to my mom today because it's her birthday. And we're really happy that she had a birthday because her COVID almost killed her, even though she's vaccinated.
I was just
going to
say, wait, let's pause here really quickly for a mom update. How is she?
Mom is great. She had, I will say, she got permanent heart damage from COVID. She had to have a pacemaker put in before she could go home, which I'm going to remind everybody, like, A, it almost killed her. B, it gave her AFib that she never had before. She is now at home with her pacemaker. Yep. And because she is just, and I mean this with love, a stubborn old goat. She's doing great. She's just like impossible to kill, my mom. Her doctor was like, I don't really understand how you're sitting here right now, but great work. And it's her birthday and we're all happy she had one. And her friend in Oregon who has llamas, keeps llamas, has kept them for years. She runs a llama rescue. Mm-hmm. Can't get any damn ivermectin for her llamas because all of the people in her region
I wondered where you were going.
are buying this freaking horse paste stuff to take.
Right.
For themselves. So now the anti-vaxxers who were forced to get the vaccine are trying to clean themselves out with baking soda baths and Epsom salts and borax. Do you know what borax is? That's That's like the little poison powder that you get when you have ants so bad that you don't know what to do. And you just sprinkle a whole area with borax and then you keep all the kids and the dogs away from it because they will die. And these dum-dums are like giving themselves borax baths to try to undo the vaccine. And influencers on Instagram are making tons of money. Like, I despair. I'm going to have some more tequila.
Yeah. It is surprisingly not Hollowed Out Shell Thursday. You got one more you wanna talk about before we move on?
It's also about climate. It's like, even though there's like there's the climate disinformation and climate denialism, but the clock is, as we know, ticking. It's also ticking on the last vestiges of the COP26 convention. And it sounds like diplomats have essentially gone into overtime. They are still, quote, overwhelmed at the work still ahead. Sharp differences remain over fossil fuels and emissions. Did you know that the words fossil fuels have never appeared in a COP agreement?
I saw that today. We've been just farting around for 25 years if we haven't even talked about fossil fuels.
That's us, by the way. That's the U.S.
Yeah.
That right there is like, we are among the petrochemical giants that has contributed to this for decades. Like, make no mistake whatsoever. Like, it's great news that they're talking about now trying to phase out subsidies for fossil fuels, because did you know that the world pays $438 billion in subsidies literally to make coal, oil, and natural gas cheaper? We pay that amount. And if we just shifted that amount away from fossil fuel subsidies and toward helping out the poorer countries who are suffering from the climate crisis and didn't even cause it, we'd be good. Did you just mute yourself because you're a cute dog?
I did, because my dog was barking. So I had to yell at her to come in here. And you were on a good, you know, medium Molly rant. So I just...
She agreed. Oh. She was like, that's right! Yeah.
Oh, she totally agrees.
This
she
is
also
crazy!
Has a stubborn old goat in the dog form, yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we haven't really talked about this, but I was, you've been doing climate now for a long time and you were very keyed into COP26 and I had zero hope. I had zero hope because you knew how it was going to go. You knew how it was going to go.
Yeah.
And here we are.
I mean, at this exact second, at this exact second, I guess technically we could keep hope alive, right? Like, they could go through the night.
Yes.
They could emerge. Greta could come down with a flaming sword and be like, get it done.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
You were going to say flaming
sword?
Greta
would come down with a hammer or something. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Greta of Ark will come in here.
Yeah.
But nobody actually really thought. I mean, look, money. The biggest single delegation at COP26 was oil and gas representatives. 500 of them. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, there's too much money at stake right now for them to have come out with anything else. So we're on our own here. We're still going to, we could still do a lot.
How to figure out how to change that money equation, right? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bonds, come here. Bonsai, come here. Come here. She's going to start barking again. I'm just getting her in here.
She's so cute, though.
All right. She's
all right. Should we play a game?
We should play a game. Yes.
Should we play a get Kai's dog on camera?
There we go. We're not doing it. We already did.
Tilt down. Tilt down.
I'm just going to let her know. Tilt down.
All right. This is half full, half empty. What did you call? Unhinged short timer? But like, I'm not even paying attention to the cues anymore. Half full, half empty.
That's right.
Where we give our thoughts, feelings, and predictions on various topics. Drew Jostad, thank goodness, is our host today. Drew, what do we got?
All right, are you half full or half empty? YouTube is no longer going to show the count of dislikes on videos.
Huh. I saw that go by in my newsfeed, and I had no opinion.
Supposed to avoid pile-ons?
I mean, give me a break. Nope. Like, if you're doing it for the likes, you're not going to all of a sudden be...
Yeah, you're doing
great, I guess. Like, but I think it's the feedback mechanisms that cause these issues in the first place. Like, you need the attention and the dopamine boost, and the likes are what give you that. And the dislikes might make you feel crappy, but the likes make you feel crappy, too, if there aren't enough of them. So getting rid of one without the other is not very helpful.
By the transitive properties, social media just makes you feel crappy. So I'll just go half. I don't care. You know, it's still it's gonna. A, it's a Yeah, it's a PR solution to a really
Eric in Roseville
problem.
In the Discord what? Says there are three what? Dislikes on our live stream right now. Get rid of them. Never mind, I'm half
apple. Cut those people off. They're out. They're out. Sorry.
They're out. All right, next.
Okay, Walmart next. Has been using fully driverless trucks between a fulfillment center and a grocery store in Arkansas, half full or half empty.
So look, it's coming, right? Fully autonomous trucks are coming, and we need to adapt. They're not coming tomorrow, but there are 3 million truck drivers in this country who would say, look, what do we do with us? So yet another one of those large-scale, long-term problems that we need to figure out an answer to, and the technology is moving faster than human society and human economics can figure it out. So I suppose I'm half full because it's a step forward in progress, but I feel bad for the 3 million truck drivers. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm half empty if it's not electric, too.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Can you make it autonomous and electric? Come on, Tesla. However, I am, I guess, long-term half full on that as long as we can figure out the job retraining and economics of it, which I guess I'm also not that hopeful that we're going to.
We have not yet. We have not yet.
Yeah. But look, long-term, it is safer, and it frees people up for better jobs. Like, those are hard jobs. People fall asleep. They have accidents. They get killed. They kill other people. Like, I'm half full on automating trucking long-term.
I would just like to say to the crew who does half full, half empty, this is a downer of a half full, half empty so far. I would just like to, I'm just saying that.
I got bad news.
No pressure, Drew.
I got bad news for the next one.
Oh, my God. Really? Jesus, you guys.
Apparently, there may not be enough room on the planet to plant all the trees proposed in corporate climate pledges.
Yeah. Well, so this was a story on Marketplace this week. No, totally. So all these corporate climate pledges are basically we're going to get carbon neutral, but we're going to do that by planting trees. And it turns out we don't have enough surface area to plant all the trees that we need. So, ta-da!
Oh, yeah. So, my God.
We're screwed like 19 different ways.
You know? I'm half full on nuclear fusion. I mean, I am so half empty on all these, on all this BS. This is such BS. Like, come on, countries. Like, look, they know this, right? This is not a matter of like politicians not knowing that this train is coming. They know it. They plan for it.
Oh, yeah.
They've got like, they're they've got a plan to put the Mona Lisa in a bunker. Like, it is part of the scenario planning for the apocalypse. And they just are like, and they're just like, I don't know, maybe we can just buy ourselves enough time to die before it gets here. Like,
Mona Lisa.
Anyway, I guess that was a long way of saying half empty.
Yeah, okay.
Not enough trees.
Wow.
Good God.
Okay.
Okay, what's next? Kittens?
Right.
Close.
Jesus.
Half full or half empty, motorized bicycles are outselling all electric cars.
Yeah, so I've seen so many motorized and electric bikes lately, and it's so I'm a mountain biker. I'm not hardcore, but I like to go up and pedal up and race down and all that jazz. And I'm like, if you have an electric bike, why?
I love
why?
This.
That's where I am.
No,
why?
I love everything about this. First of all, I think it's awesome because I live in the hills, but also I think it's awesome because like motorbikes, two-wheeled vehicles, and like gas-powered motorbikes are actually one of the most common vehicles in the entire world, all across the globe.
That's true.
And so if all of those go electric, I'm sort of spoiling a little chunk of episode 8 here of How We Survive, but like those are going electric at a rate that cars and trucks and buses and like fleets cannot meet. And that's actually awesome. That's actually super cool. And the like micro transit part of the transportation conversation is huge. That literal last mile. Like a mile is just a little too far, right? So people would call an Uber for a mile. And that's so wasteful when you could have an army of like electric bikes. And also I may have mentioned I live in the hills, so I'm not pedaling. No way. electric bike all the way.
All politics is local. Yeah.
All politics is local. No, I could not be more full on electric two-wheeled motorbikes and bicycles. I love everything about
this. I yield to the subject matter expert, whatever Molly said. That's my vote.
Microtransit.
Okay. McDonald's is teaming up with Mariah Carey for holiday-themed deals. The Mariah menu, half full or half empty.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Oh, all I want for Christmas is a Big Mac.
All I want for Christmas.
That's right. It's Big Mac. Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is that the dark place because I sang?
Who was that? Was that Liana?
That is brutal.
I saw Liana and Charlton in there. I don't think Drew's doing this all by himself. So that was either Charlton or Liana.
Stinkers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's right. That is going to be in your head for the entire weekend now. You're welcome.
That's right. You're welcome.
You're the ones who put it in the lineup. Just
so many gifts that this podcast gives you people. That's all I'm saying.
There's really a Mariah menu?
There really is. This is a real thing. Yeah.
What could be on it? Do you get like a little sign like the like that movie Love Actually? Like little signs to hold up with your Happy Meal?
I don't know.
Look, I'm half full on the song. I'm going to be singing it from between now and January. So I might as well go for the McDonald's menu too.
So Liv, my 14-year-old, is already like, Dad, when can we start doing Christmas decorations and the songs? And I'm like, sweetie pie, we got to get to Thanksgiving first.
It's you.
Oh, my God.
Poor Thanksgiving. That's just not right. Thanksgiving doesn't deserve that. It just gets like stomped right over.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Now I decide I'm half empty because it's taking away from Thanksgiving, which I love because it's yummy.
All right. Just for the record, Kristen Sugamel in the YouTube chat. No, no, no. Also, no to Kai's singing. Fine. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're all wrong. I think Kai is probably secretly a great singer, which is why he never does. Whoa. YouTube chat is going crazy.
I know, right? I know.
Wow.
Anywho, are we done, Drew? What else we got?
Bonus fast food.
I don't know where
topic.
We landed on the McDonald's thing, but yeah. Whatever.
Bonus. Yeah, we're leaving that one.
We got one more bonus. Fast food for you, though. Listener Brandon wants to know if you're half full or half empty on Arby's French fry flavored vodka.
What?
No. Why would you do
God,
that?
Disgusting.
Why
no.
would you do that?
If it was fried chicken sandwich flavored vodka, maybe. That's disgusting.
No. It's made out of potatoes. Shut up.
Oh, vodka's made out of potatoes.
Shut up.
Still no. Still a hard pass.
Yeah,
no.
Hard no. But Brandon, thanks for playing.
Yeah. Thank you. And also, great. Is it a great topic if it generates literally no debate in the entire Discord, YouTube, and we go hell no all
That's
at the
right.
same time?
That's right.
Hard to say.
That's
hard
right.
to say.
0% full.
Arby's. Wow. Good try, Arby's. No, honey. Yeah. Just make a chicken sandwich like everybody else is doing. Come on.
That's right. That's Come right.
On. That's All everything right. for today.
Is that our
That's
game for
everything.
Today?
That's everything. There we go. All right.
Blood until light.
There we go. Whew.
That is it for us today. Thanks for listening. I am not even going to lie. This time the tequila is really working. Like, I did not have lunch.
Oh,
and I'm having a great time at happy hour. Send us your questions. I mean, it's like four sips. If you've been playing along at home, it's literally like four sips. Thank God I'm still a lightweight after this long, long quarantine. That's a blessing. Send us your questions, your comments, your make me smile suggestions. We're at 508-827-6278. That's 508-UBSMART.
Email us if you like, makemesmart@marketplace.org, or leave us a voice message on our homepage. There's a little gizmo. You can do that. Just click the button and talk, and it'll get to us. I promise.
Gizmo.
I promise.
Doohickey.
Yeah. You know what I mean. That's a, yeah. Thingamajig.
Shaboodle. Today's episode of Make Me Smart was produced by Marissa Cabrera and engineered oh so patiently by Charlton Thorpe. I think he's behind the dark place thing. The senior producer is Bridget Bodner.
The team behind the YouTube live stream today and our very depressing today game, Half Full, Half Empty, is Mel Rosenberg, Emily McCune, and Catherine Devine. The theme music for Half Full, Half Empty was written by none other than Drew Jostat, the executive director of On Demand. She's not. We have to change this. Although I would promote her in a heartbeat. I believe she is the director of On Demand. Is Donna Tan.
I know. I think so, too. I keep saying executive and how we survive and then we fix it. Like every other episode, I think it's different.
Yeah. The lady in charge is Donna Tam.
The lady in charge is Donna Tam. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the credit.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk, to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.